Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's a winter weekend. And I don't know about what you do outside, whether you're snowmobiling, you're skiing, or you're just in your backyard firing up a grill that's going to take just a little bit longer because it's cold. But one of the things that I like to do, and my co-host this week, Chaz, really likes to do, actually he's a pro at this, is doing a little ice fishing. And Chaz, you been out on the frozen pond yet?
I've been on that ice as much as I can get on that ice. As much as I can get away from work, I am out on the ice. And in fact, right after the show, I'm headed to the ice.
Awesome. You know what? I might just tag along with you, brother, because I've not been out yet, in all honesty, and I got the itch. I really got the itch, and I want to do it. But before you go out, you got to, you know, it's a good thing to check your gear, make sure it's all working. And if you're missing something, my favorite place to go is Allen Bob Sports on south of 28th Street on South Division.
Scott, are you ready to help us and tell us how these guys can get more equipment?
I'm here, guys. Hey, I'm glad that somebody wants to do this. Somebody has to do this stuff. But I have everything you need here. And we've got a big sale going on right now, just starting today. The shanties and power augers have been on sale for probably a month now. We're pretty much cleared out of those. We do have a few in stock. We do have a few shanties left in stock, but power augers, they're going quick. And today we just started basically 20% off all ice fishing equipment.
Scott,
that excludes electronics and jigs.
All right, so Scott, last year you guys turned me on to the little adapter that goes on my cordless drill. And I bought a little 4-inch auger and this adapter from you, and I'm going out and I'm dropping holes through the ice. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm 52 freaking years old. Where has this been all my life, man?
Yes, I know. Well, you're sitting there with the man that preaches it right now. I mean, the reason it is because everybody listens to Chaz.
Hey, you know, if a small hole will get the job done, let's save the battery and drill a lot of holes.
That's right.
There you go. I know I've talked to you many times, buddy.
So, hey, how are the suits? You got suits still? I wore my new Striker in today.
No, actually, I think I'm out of suits also.
Oh, my God. The guys must be ready to fish.
Oh, it's like, you know, once this thing started, it's been real busy around here for about the last week and a half.
So Scott, the guys come in, they're buying bait from you. You know, nobody wants to tell you where their favorite fishing spot is, but you overhear stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are they catching? Where are they catching it, in your opinion?
Well, you know, everybody, I always say the king of ice is when Reed's Lake freezes up. Then you know just about everywhere around here is ready to go. And Reed's Lake has froze people. There's a bunch of guys out on the lake. Ice conditions, I've heard between 3 and 5 inches, okay? That's not enough for me.
But Florida boy.
5 inches of good ice, and Chaz can probably tell us more. But, and they're catching some fish. I've heard some nice catches of crappie. I've heard some nice catches of perch over there.
Yeah, I've not been out on Reeds yet. But I'm headed out to Reeds probably this weekend, at some point over the weekend. I've been hearing that over towards the island, there, you know, you just go into East Grand Rapids, and yep, Reeds Lake is the center of East Grand Rapids. If you guys that are listening from outstate, it is a great crappie and perch place, and bluegills over to the side by the middle school. You can find them great.
You know, Chaz, it's one of the best. It's one of the best, if I can use that, it's the best urban lakes around here. I mean, it is the premier of the inner city lake, if you want to call it that. There are some big fish in there.
Ever since that sewer project went in the 70s, things have looked up, huh? That's how that works.
Yeah. I mean, it's really done a nice job for East Grand Rapids. They've done a nice job with the boat launch.
Well, Joppy jokes about that sewer project.
They can enjoy the ice.
But out there in Reed's Lake, actually, when East Grand Rapids switched over to the Grand Rapids water system, they used to get their water out of Reed's Lake. East Grand Rapids did. They left the pipe in there, and that pipe is structure. And for those of us that have the GPS coordinates over certain parts of that, that's where the fish are.
Really? All right. Well, it was an outgoing, not an incoming, right, pipe?
That's where they drew the water.
Yeah, it was going out. Water was going out. There was nothing flowing in.
No. Right? They were not contributing to the lake.
Oh, that's good. But, yeah, for those of you guys that are outstate, that's a East Grand Rapids lake that is amazing, actually, how good it is. But, hey, Scott, one last question for you real quick. You guys had about a 2.5-3-month-long big buck contest, and I never heard a wrap-up on it. Did you get some monsters that came in, or what'd that look like?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. It started out. It was probably one of our best big buck photo contests we've run since I've been here. We ended up with 90 entries. We were down a few entries this year, but the entries that we got, that we received, were absolutely phenomenal. They made this the hardest contest we've ever had to judge for winners, and we did 9 winners. We did a winner each week, an adult and the junior divisions, and then we had the grand prize winner for the adult and the youth divisions. So it made it extremely tough, because there were a lot of nice deer taken this year.
Well, I don't know where they found them, because I couldn't find them. So my time is back on the ice. I'm right. Eating fish this winter.
Right.
You come in the store here, and I set up the big buck board, and I still have it up there. I put up all the pictures that were posted online are on this board. And you come in, and people just, they stand there, and they just gaze at it. I mean, they're like, where are these deer coming from? But the deer that they took this this season, they were some phenomenal deer. And the winners of the youth division and the adult division, wow! I mean, those were the kid that won the youth division was 11 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's,
you know, awesome. I'd love to see that.
Have to stop by over there, Joppy, and check it out.
Right. Scott, we'll be down to see you. If people don't know where you're at, give us your location, please.
We're 3 blocks south of 28th Street on South Division.
On the east side of the road, called Al and Bob Sports. You got to get down here. These are not aisle managers. These are guys that fish. These are guys that hunt, and they've used the equipment that they're selling you in the store, and they'll give you a straight recommendation. So,
and don't worry if the parking lot looks full. There's way more parking out back.
Yep. All right. Well, Scott, thanks for making time for us, brother.
All right, guys. We've got the best here, and we'll take care of everybody.
All right. That's Scott from Al and Bob Sports. And, Chaz, you know, we're going to be diving into this Operation GI Barbecue a little bit in the next segment, but there's a tie here to Al and Bob Sports. Is the Henry Repeating Arms Company has donated a couple lever-action rifles that we're going to be auctioning off, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But those rifles are on display down at Al and Bob Sports, and we're going to be asking all of our listeners to join us on the 18th of February, and again, we'll talk more about that. But if you want to go see the rifles that we're going to be auctioning off, they're on display there at Al and Bob Sports. And we've got them on there for the next couple weeks, so you can go take a look at them.
Jop, I'm going to have to give you my silent bid on that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be in the Ukraine on that, fishing with the USA Ice Team. We're going over for the World Championships, and I'm going to be gone. So I'm going to tell you what my budget is. You tell me if I win.
Dude, we'll do that all day for you. And we're going to touch on that. We're going to touch on that in the next segment as well, because it isn't often that I've got a pro of anything other than maybe drinking beer and grilling on the other microphone. He's that too. So this guy's multifaceted. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bust down a little world ice fishing, as well as maybe a couple more beers and some recipes. Stick with us. We'll be back.